You guys ready to go?
Hit it.
Let's do it. In our neighborhood, we have trash pickup once a week. Trash will not be picked up if cars are too close to the trash cans. Our neighbor has parked too close to our trash can 2 weeks in a row. Our trash was not emptied. We told our neighbor to please not park close to our trash. The next time, he did it again. So, the week after that, we parked a car next to his trash can. Therefore, his trash was not emptied, and he was livid. Am I the jerk?
Why was he livid?
I'm saying, sometimes you need to teach lessons, and it's not jerked them at all.
I don't think it's jerk either, because they addressed it with the person ahead of time, and the guy decided that it didn't matter enough until he was shown, guess what? I'm being serious. They will not get our trash.
I would like to know the details of, like, is there, like, a spot that they're required to have their trash in? Because it does feel like you could roll it to another area if it's not locked in. And look, I'm all for tit for tat, because that guy deserved what he had coming to him.
Yeah, especially if we talked about
this.
Right. Like Matt said.
2 weeks in a row.
It's really too close, man. That's all I'm asking.
I'm all with that, but it does feel like the easy solution, if possible, would be to just roll the trash can a little further down the road.
That happened at our old house. Not with me. They did it to themselves, because when these people next door to us moved in, they put their trash out on the curb, but they parked in front of their own trash cans. And so their trash wasn't getting picked up, and I noticed this, and I went over and was like, hey, the truck that comes here, they don't have a guy that gets out. It's an arm that comes down, and if he can't get to your can, they won't pick it up. Like, okay. I was like, yeah, so that's why you guys keep putting it out there. Like, their trash was ridiculously piled up at one point. And I was like, and also, they're not going to get those bags. So you're going to have to go through a couple of weeks since they didn't pick it up, because if it's not in the can, they wouldn't get it. Where I live now in Lake Dallas, and it's funny that this guy emailed in, because I was worried that was going to happen to us, because our neighbors across the street have multiple cars they can't fit in the driveway. And the lady actually came and talked to me about it. And so they've been parking in front of our house. And I was a little worried last night when I put the trash cans out, because I had to squeeze them in between our driveway and where they parked their car in front of our house. But there's a guy that gets out in our neighborhood and will come and get it. So I'm like, hopefully it's cool. But man, it's a thing.
Man, how long are they parking that car in front of your house? Like, until further notice? It's pretty nice of you, dude.
Yeah, that would drive me insane.
Well, she came over and talked to me about it and explained the situation. And as she said, it was interesting, because she was like, is it cool if we park here? And I was about to be like, yeah, it's fine. And she goes, I mean, it is the street, so we can park wherever.
Oh.
But I just wanted to make sure that it wasn't going to cause...
Courtesy asking. She's telling you about it, too.
Do what you want.
And so that was my response. No, and I said, yeah, that's cool.
Threw off his headphones and just went back in the house.
No, and I said, I appreciate you coming over here and asking about it. I said, you're right. It's not preferred, of course, but... And she's like, well, it'll really just be overnight. We'll just park it there. And then during the day, we won't have that problem. I was like, it's okay. And she said, if you need, like, if people come over and somebody needs to park there that's coming directly to your house, please let us know. We'll move the car somewhere else. I was like, okay.
What? If you can move the car somewhere else at that point.
Because I would like to know what her reaction would have been. And be like, yeah, I really don't like that at all. I don't want you to park.
And I didn't want to start something, because we just moved
in. New to the neighborhood, I understand.
Yeah, they've been really nice to us. Like, the guy always waves at me and says hello and stuff. So
They were more telling you they were going to park there than really.
Anyway, happen. Right.
They it were wasn't an ask.
But I appreciated the gesture of coming over and 100%. Talking to me.
That's the one thing I'm protective of.
I hate it.
I don't care about it. Pretty much 98% of anything that happens, I don't care.
And it
doesn't
matter.
But the area in front of my house.
Like, it's not bothering anything.
No, it's not.
It's bothering me.
And even if my car is in the back, if I pull up going around the back and I see a car that's not mine in front, it's like, what?
Yeah.
What the? And I feel like that area is mine. Yeah. It's the street. I know.
That's mandem. If somebody is in my space, I don't know who they
Google
are.
Google me, bitch.
And I'm like sitting in my
Thank
office.
God you pulled that.
I'm looking out the window of my office, and now there's a car there. I'm like, man,
I don't like you, Tip Sheet. I don't like you at all.
He's been waiting for that.
I know. No, it's very protective, because I had a mailman one time put a note on my car. Because I
multiples
mailmen
mailman
several of them
mailman
like a group
yeah I always say mailmen.
Like a gang of mail people.
They have they work in groups. The mailmen.
The visual in that.
That sounds like a singing group. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing
the mailmen.
The mailmen.
Oh, that flag is up and I put the letters in. The flag is up and I put those letters
do
in.
Do-wop. you gotta hear him on the spoons.
He put a note on my car because he said I was parking too close to the mailbox where he would have to get out to put my mail in my mailbox. And I went, you know what? Respect, dude. Like, I feel like I can do whatever the hell I want to in front of my house. But it wasn't the nicest of notes either.
No, we got one of those too. They're not cool about it at all.
Right. It wasn't cool.
Then I wonder, I mean, it is federal. If I try to argue back, does the government come and get me? Gotta be careful with that.
Especially with a group of mailmen.
Right.
The mailmen.
You get a knock at your door and you see one of them standing like with his hand to his ear by your mailbox and another one. Yes. Come with us, sir. Guys are just mail people.
It looks like it's just one, but they're all in a straight line behind each other and then they all lean because it's like seven of them.
God, that's such a great name.
They're coming to attack me. The mailmen.
Like, for like a spy organization or a group of covert assassins. If you can find us, maybe you can use.
And I told
the mailman.
I don't know if this was before you guys. Yeah, the cops knocked on my door because they said my car was parked the wrong way on the street. Like, I feel like I can do whatever I want to in front of my house.
I feel like you're just taking your own car into your own hands there. But I didn't know it was illegal because like you want to park like opposite of traffic.
It was like 9:30 at night as I'm watching the Mavericks. Oh yeah, I mean boom.
Get on the floor. Is that your car?
Watching the game shirtless. I open the door because I see it's a cop.
You open pecs out and everything?
But I open the door and I put my head around the corner because I didn't want him to see all these goodies. Damn. That's not on you, man. You got to pay to see these goodies. So I just put my head around like, can I help you?
What?
And he told me he wanted me to move it like right then and then, like right now?
Sir, step out of the house.
My buddy let me know his neighbor at his apartment complex was having a big party. The visitor parking spots at his complex are limited, and the tow trucks are always on the prowl. I asked him to park his car in the visitor spot, and when I got there, he could move back to his resident spot, and I could park in that spot. As I pull in through the apartment gates, cars are everywhere trying to find a spot. I see my buddy in his car with his lights on and a bunch of cars around him, eagerly waiting for him to back out. I told my buddy to turn off his car and act like he was looking for something in the back seat. Uh-oh. He does so, and the cars dissipate. My buddy then quickly moves his car, and I get the visitor spot. As I get out of my car, all the people that were waiting make their rounds again and start yelling out the window, "That's not right. We've been trying to find a spot for almost an hour." I shrugged my shoulders and said, "I don't know what you're talking about. I just got lucky finding this spot." Am I the jerk for having my buddy hold me a visitor parking spot? And you, sir, I say... brilliant.
I kind of think that too. You planned ahead.
Legend. You are our P1 of the day.
Number one.
Because that is one of the most forward-thinking things I could ever imagine. And if they're driving around and they
could have done the same thing.
Exactly.
And realistically, you were on top of this problem way before they were.
Yeah.
I don't even understand why more people... I'm pretty sure a lot of people will do that. And I say... bravo!
Good idea.
Yes!
Those people who were like, that's not right, how did they know what the situation was?
Yeah, you don't know what the heck was going on.
What if the guy did just pull in and happen to get that spot? He's supposed to be like, wait a second, those cars have been driving around. Hey guys, over here.
Unless they're celebrating as soon as he gets to his resident spot, they're kind of honking at each other, get out and start dancing. We did it! We did it!
A bro handshake right there in the middle of the parking
just
lot.
Just one choreographed and just throwing a hand grenade and
that is the worst.
That's the worst. That's fantastic.
These parking scenarios are weird. That's a great idea.
That's a brilliant idea.
Most apartments don't have enough guest parking as it is. But then I just thought about this going back to the other one. What if I have some people come over to my house and it's multiples? Do I need to go down the street and tell people, hey, I'm having people over so they may park in front of your house?
That would be the courteous thing to do.
Yeah. But almost nobody does that.
I know. But then I've gotten
it before. Have you? Because we have people that will have parties. And, like, I don't care. We have a big open cul-de-sac where there's only two houses on it. Yeah. But they'll have a party. Yes, thank you, palatial estate. But they will park all the way around the cul-de-sac and then start stacking straight in.
Okay.
Like, you can get out, but it's difficult to back out of your own home. And, like, I'm not expecting them to come ask, but it would be nice to be like, hey, parking area is going to be a little full tonight.
Yeah, I think if I would have a huge get-together where I know people will park crazy, I would definitely at least put a note on the door. Let them know.
Sorry, guys.
But if it's just a once-in-a-while occurrence, whatever. I know there was a party across one time. You came home, oh, man, there are a lot of cars. Parked. Nah, I don't care. You're there for 4 or 5 hours. But if it's, like, all the time, every night, that's when we have issues.
Two no-jerks today.
Dude, the last one is maybe
that's very smart.
My hero. It's the smartest thing I've heard in a long time.
Yeah, so you're not a jerk. Don't worry about
that.
Neither of you on those scenarios are jerks.
No. Well, am I the jerk? 1310@gmail.com is where you send scenarios like those two non-jerks did. How about that?